This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on Redskins Game Day. Thursday Night Football against the Cowboys. 1 o'clock, we will check in Dallas. One of our reporters on the scene. Right now, though, I want to talk about a former Redskins coach. Great. Former offensive coordinator Sean McVay, now the head coach of the LA Rams. And he is absolutely turning that program into a juggernaut in his first season with Jared Goff and Los Angeles. He's a savant. We know that, right? This is a genius who knows football and relates well to players. One of the tools he uses, though, has come under fire this week. And that is that McVay, who, like every other coach, is able to stay in the ears of his quarterback until there are 15 seconds left on the play clock, will call audibles for Jared Goff at the line of scrimmage. And the way he does that is the Rams break their huddle sooner. They get up to the line of scrimmage earlier than a lot of teams. And so they will align their offense. McVay will survey what he needs to. And then he may tell Goff in his headset who he wants him to throw to. At 20 seconds left or 18 seconds left, or, hey, look out for this. And then at 15, if he's saying look out for, and he goes blank, now it's up to the quarterback. Because at 15, you get cut off. But oftentimes, he will tell Goff what audible to check into or what to audible to while Goff's at the line. Every other team can do the exact same thing, by the way. The rules are the same for everyone. There's no rule against this. It is absolutely, by the strictest definition by the book, legal in the NFL. But there have been some players sniping about this week that I've seen. There have been, I guess, other coaches have brought it up. But Phil Simms' son, Chris, who we've had on the show a bunch.
Yeah, we love him.
Longtime NFL quarterback, now a national radio host, and a really good guest on this show many times over. Declared on Monday that McVay's tactics, and this is via a story in the OC Register, are, quote, cheating and also immoral. I don't think Chris Simms could be further off base here.
I love Chris Simms. This is not only the opposite of immoral and cheating. This is correct. This is how the operation should go. This is how every team should be doing this. This is cutting edge. You're allotted a certain amount of time. These are the rules. This is what New England has found a way to do forever, is you figure out within the rules what's the best thing to do. Baltimore had a bunch of formations that were bending the rules, or kind of at the very edge in terms of unbalanced lines, moving this lineman here. Look for advantages. Please do this. Please do this all the time. The play clock and the urgency to get in and out of the huddle is something that I have never understood why more teams don't do that.
Right.
The idea that you're going to get to the line with 7 seconds left is asinine.
Well, remember.
Hurry the hell up.
Kirk Cousins on our show earlier this year brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked, it was after a really strong game he had had. And one of the things he pointed to is he said, I thought we did a really good job getting out of the huddle and getting up to the line of scrimmage in time that I could look everything over. And he said at that time, I like being at the line of scrimmage quicker so that I can survey things. He's very much a, I want to see everything before I've got to act on it.
Which makes sense.
He wants to see a guy open before he throws a guy open a lot of the times. And similarly, on as he's looking at a defense, he wants to see everything and make his decisions. Well, I remember hearing, and we brought this up on the show last year at one point, that McVay did a lot of coaching Kirk up at the line last year. Or before a play, he may even tell him, okay, here's the defense you're going to get. Ready? It's going to be this. What play we're going to run is this. I want you to look at, say, DeSean Jackson, come back and Crowder at 7 yards is the play. And sometimes, not all the time, he would coach Kirk that detailed play in and play out. Good thing and a bad thing. I think it makes it harder sometimes for a quarterback to play off schedule. Right? Maybe that was one of the issues.
Yeah.
It makes it harder for a quarterback occasionally to just go out there and gunsling and freewheel it. But it also made Kirk Cousins take some huge steps under Sean McVay he hadn't taken previously, because a lot of what they did was manipulated and dictated previous to the snap. And so I think he's doing some of those same things to help Jared Goff. But this is not new. I think he did a lot of this with the Redskins. Now, it wasn't as obvious because I don't know that they checked into as many things or audibled as much. But a lot of what he used to tell Kirk was, maybe where the ball was going, what read to look out for. Okay, if they play this coverage, this guy's going to be wide open. I don't think it's different than what other coaches do, but maybe when Jay Gruden calls a play, you get out of the huddle at 24 seconds, he's done talking to you now. Whereas Sean McVay is going to be chirping all the way up to 15. Hey, look at 52 coming off that edge. Okay, they're bringing this guy up. I think coaches should talk as much as they can.
This, again, and it shouldn't even be – a coach on the sideline even has it tougher. A guy up in the booth is where it should really be happening.
That's a good point.
Where you could see everything really and truly with a better vantage point. But McVay is a genius, so he can do it from field level. And it's not like he's that tall seeing over everything. It's not like George Murison fanning the field. It's a 5'9", you know, guy with an impeccable haircut doing it.
Are you doing the frosted tips bit?
I'm not saying the tips are frosted, but I'm not saying they're not frosted. The point of the dude's story is this. This is, again, intelligent and correct. This is not cheating. This is not immoral. This is excellent. This is what should be happening.
Why would you use the words cheating or immoral?
Because it's not done in the gentleman's game or something like that.
But
I think it's asinine.
You don't think a defensive coordinator is doing the same thing with a linebacker,
by
the way?
They should be.
They have until 15 seconds. It's the exact same thing.
They should be. The advantage, the opportunity is given.
When you see a Mike linebacker step up and hit a D-tackle on the butt to move him over or yell at a safety, you don't think a coach may have just gotten in his ear and said, hey, they're running a go ball on the outside. You don't think they've been told something at 17 seconds?
It's entirely possible. And again, this is what the rules allow. If you don't like that, get them changed. Have lobby at the next rules committee meeting to say no coach talk after 25 seconds. Whatever you want. This is a strategic advantage. This is whatever. Again, I can't say this. I'm repeating myself over and over. This is what every single team without fail should be doing at all times. This is not it works for them. Everyone should be doing this exact same thing. In and out of the huddle with urgency. When you sign up in a middle school, right? And I know St. Albans has this, where I went. When parents are deciding what their kids are going to do for sports activities, the first thing they do when they show you the different sports, where it's like, focus on the fundamentals, whatever. For football, for sixth grade football, the first thing they say is, learn to get in and out of the huddle quickly. It's one of the fundamental things about football. The jogging around, the taking too much time, the sub packages, people just catching their breath should not be happening. Strategic advantage to get out of the huddle as quick as possible. This is the next layer of that. Good for you, Sean McVay. It's so correct. I imagine the entire league will be copycatting this within the next six calendar weeks. It is absolutely the right thing to do, and it's without fail.
8-3. I think that's why people are a little upset. They're having a lot of success pretty quickly.
Because the team that wasn't good is now good, and that bothers them?
Remember when Mike Martz called out Sean McVay for getting that job, and now he's saying he's the coach of the year?
I don't remember. What did Mike Martz say?
I think he said something like he'd never heard of him or something along those lines. He was completely disrespectful of Sean McVay even getting the job because he didn't deserve it because he hasn't been around long enough or whatever.
Wherever Mike Martz is, he's getting his quarterback hit somewhere. Like, right. His quarterback's taking shots because Mike Martz is in charge.
One of my weekly things that I do every single Sunday after games, at the end of the night on Sunday, when I go around and look at box scores, I find the audio from the Rams locker room after their game of Sean McVay addressing his team. I just love it so much. He is an inspiring dude. I man crush on Sean McVay.
You do a little bit. No problem with it. He's an achiever. I like people that achieve.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Greg Bishop writes for Sports Illustrated. Wrote an outstanding story about Kirk Cousins, how detail-oriented he is, and frankly, how nerdy he is. We'll talk to Greg next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.